Welcome to the Premier Talent Acquisition Community Podcast. Welcome to Career Crossroads. Online at www.cxr.works with your host, Chris Hoyt and Jerry Crispin.
So hi, I'm Jerry Crispin and I'm here with Melissa Lee from Advocate Aurora Health.
Hello.
Hello. It's wonderful. Life is good. We just finished a day and a half of our 114th colloquium, which was focused on stakeholders, candidate, recruiter, and hiring manager. And Melissa, this was your first time colloquium.
Second.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Second.
I attended the TA Ops at DaVita in Denver June of 2018. I have my coin.
And you have your coin. I think that's wonderful. What was your, overall experience? Now that you've had two of these experiences, what is, just in general, how was it?
It's always great. I think the platform of the event is like none other. My favorite part about it is the collaboration with all of your peers who are going through similar challenges, issues, concerns, looking for ideas. You walk out of the day with just energy that you want to just take everything that you've learned. I actually really wish we would record it so that I can take everything that I learned and go back and implement something new. I think
we would wish we could record it too and find some way to parse easily all of the kind of nuggets that come out from my perspective. I'm in a way I'm an observer, and Chris and I, while we talk about being facilitators for this, what I think a lot of people don't understand is that it really is about the conversation between the people who are in the room.
Exactly.
And when you think about, and you bring an interesting background as well, so your area of specialty has been in rewards, I think, and compensation in the past. And then you went through a variety of different roles until you got to where you are now in TA. Could you share a little bit of that?
Yeah, absolutely. 13 years of total rewards consulting. I landed at, it was formerly Aurora Healthcare, as a director of compensation. We did a lot of changes there and was tapped on the shoulder for an opportunity in TA. And with this merger and integration, it's been very helpful having that background, because honestly, from a candidate experience perspective, which is why I have such a passion for this, it's not just about the experience, but it's also about what the organization can offer. Mm-hmm. And I always talk to leaders about it's not your choice whether or not that candidate is going to start and work for this organization. It is their choice. So if you don't bring your A game and you don't sell this organization, you're not going to get the talent that you need. So I share that with them all the time, because I think we don't do enough of it. We think that people need us for a place of employment, and quite frankly, we need them more than they need us.
So we have all of these different folks who are associated with talent acquisition currently, have a passion for candidate experience for this particular colloquium, and yet the conversations went pretty broad, down a lot of interesting alleys as well. You mentioned, for example, merger, and one of the other members asked about a merger, I believe it was from Cigna, and from every part of the room, including from you, were a whole bunch of suggestions on how to kind of deal with the angst that comes from all of that. So it's kind of interesting to see the interchange between folks on a broad range of topics.
And that's exactly why I love coming. It's not about somebody standing up in front of the room telling you what you need. It's not a soft sell of any sort. It is purely a group of individuals who are passionate about the work that they do, are looking for ideas to implement change.
Cool.
And I think that, that's
what's there, good. As you, I know that, we just finished, so we're kind of, everybody's in the process of leaving and so on. But is there any takeaway that you, that bubbles up for you in terms of what you're going back with?
So because of our integration piece, that's a lot of the ideas that I wanted to bring back, which was really exciting to learn about the candidate process map. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to make that connection today, reaching out to Scott and asking him for his insights on how they did it, what they did, lessons learned, what would he do differently, mm-hmm. and even sharing tools and resources. So that was really great.
Cool. Okay, great. Any last thoughts before we end our little podcast here?
No, just looking forward to the next one.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Career Crossroads. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.cxr.works, facebook.com, and twitter.com/careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.